From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama will make an historic visit to Cuba next month. The president will raise human rights issues and meet with dissidents seeking to support basic universal values when he visits Havana. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the two-day visit marks the latest wave in a sea change of U.S. policy toward the communist-led island.
We see it as a means of pushing forward this normalization process, trying to achieve a greater opening between the United States and Cuba commercially, but also supporting and advancing the values that we care about.
In Havana, Josefina Vidal of the Cuban Foreign Ministry said the visit represents a step forward in the relations between Washington and Havana.
President Obama's visit to Cuba will be also an occasion to ratify Cuba's willingness to continue advancing in the construction of a new relationship based on the respect to the principles of international law and the proclamation of Latin America and the Caribbean as a zone of peace.
Obama said Thursday that his trip would seek to advance bilateral ties and efforts that can improve the lives of the Cuban people. The polls have now closed in Uganda, and vote counting has begun after millions of voters cast ballots Thursday for president, parliament, and local government seats. Incumbent President Yoweri Museveni faces competition from seven other candidates. More than 15 million people are registered to vote in the presidential and parliamentary elections. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations is planning to conduct its first airdrops of food aid to besieged areas in Syria within a week. UN Humanitarian Task Force Chairman Jan Egeland says the first drops will take place in Deir al-Zur, a town of 200,000, that is, besieged by Islamic State forces.
We will also hope then to have progress in reaching the poor people inside of Deir al-Zur, which is, as you know, besieged by Islamic State. That can only be done by airdrops, and World Food Program has now a concrete plan of doing so.
Aid supplies reached five besieged Syrian towns on Wednesday, providing food to more than 80,000 people who have been struggling to survive. The UN World Food Program brought in food by the truckload. European leaders are discussing the future of Britain's European Union membership and the migrant crisis during a two-day summit in Brussels. Arriving for the meeting Thursday, British Prime Minister David Cameron warned he was not prepared to take a deal that did not meet his country's needs.
I'll be battling for Britain. If we can get a good deal, I'll take that deal, but I will not take a deal that doesn't meet what we need. I think it's much more important to get this right than to do anything in a rush. But with goodwill, with hard work, we can get a better deal for Britain.
Cameron has four key demands: welfare restrictions to curb immigration, safeguards for Britain, which does not use the euro, increasing EU competitiveness, and clarifying that Britain is not formally obligated to work toward a closer union with its European partners. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said after a meeting with her French counterpart François Hollande that her country was ready to do everything to create the conditions for Britain to remain in the EU. And Pope Francis injected himself into the U.S. presidential race Thursday, suggesting that Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is not Christian because of his proposal to build a massive wall on the U.S. border with Mexico to keep out migrants. On the flight back to Rome from Mexico, Francis said, a person who thinks only about building walls and not building bridges is not Christian. The Pope said he would give Trump the benefit of the doubt because he had not heard independently of the candidate's wall-building plans. Trump said at a campaign rally in South Carolina that the Pope questioning his faith is disgraceful. The pontiff's remarks come 2 days before the South Carolina primary. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.